Welcome to The Good We Can, a weekly podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. My name is Bill Anzio. Thanks for joining me. The name of our podcast comes from John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, who summed up our calling with these words: "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can." We turn to the Old Testament for Psalm 4. "Answer me when I cry out, my righteous God. Set me free from my troubles. Have mercy on me. Listen to my prayer. How long, you people, will my reputation be insulted? How long will you continue to love what is worthless and go after lies? Know this: the Lord takes personal care of the faithful. The Lord will hear me when I cry out to him. So be afraid and don't sin. Think hard about it in your bed and weep over it. Bring righteous offerings and trust the Lord." Many people will say, "We can't find goodness anywhere. The light of your face has left us, Lord." But you have filled my heart with more joy than when their wheat and wine are everywhere. I will lie down and fall asleep in peace, because you alone, Lord, let me live in safety. Our devotion this week was written by Dawn Martin, Director of Program Ministries, Hinton Center, ordained deacon in the United Methodist Church. She lives in the mountains of southwestern North Carolina with her husband, Aaron, and their three dogs. Loves creative dabbling, coffee, animals, and books. I'm intrigued by art forms that take brokenness and make something whole. One such form is the Japanese practice of kintsugi, repairing broken pottery with lacquer that's dusted or mixed with gold, silver, or platinum. Another is creating mosaics, where small, often broken pieces are put together to create an image or pattern. A few years ago, I had an opportunity to make a few pieces of mosaic art. I hadn't given it much thought until I started sorting through bits of broken glass. Some had beautiful colors, and some were oddly shaped, but on their own, they all appeared disposable and unimportant. Yet as the picture began to form in my mind, I realized just how important each piece I chose was for the larger whole. The variety of pieces was essential to the full picture. I needed various colors, sizes, and shapes. Each piece contributed to the whole of the mosaic image. Just like those pieces of glass, our lives are made up of messy, broken parts. God has the ability to take what's broken, messy, and maybe even ugly, and make it more beautiful and whole. The psalmist reminds us that God takes personal care of us. God hears us when we cry. When we can't find goodness anywhere, God fills our hearts with joy. What pieces of yourself do you think are unnecessary or disposable? What parts of your story do you wish you could put back together without any blemish or hint of a crack? We can offer those things to God and allow the Creator of the universe to create something new in and through us. God, we are your works of art. Help us to give you all the pieces of ourselves so that you can put us back together again. Amen. And now a question for continued reflection on today's devotion. What inhibits you from crying out to God when you are in distress? The community of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church invites you to worship this Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m., in person or online. Our church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. Or if you prefer, our online worship is available on the worship page of our website, sunprairieumc.org. May God bless you, and I hope you'll join us again next time for The Good We Can.